Well, I don't know where Dave is tonight.
But welcome to Satellite Nation.
Hello, Dave. Dave's not still here. Okay, this is Satellite Nation. I hope I'm live. I hope I'm talking. Because Dave's supposed to have control of everything. And I don't have an idea. And now I'm getting a text message. Let's see what that's all about. Don't tell me Dave's having technical difficulties. It's not from Dave. Anyway, this is K-E-4-E-S-T. Michael. It's K-E-4-E-S-T on Satellite Guys. My name's Michael.
And hey, Michael, it's Dave.
No, Dave's there. Here he is.
Sorry about that.
Apparently, you can only have
one host on the Blog Talk Radio, so I had to call in the guest line to get on.
Oh.
That was what the trouble was. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, you're going to owe Scott a little money here, but we'll worry about that later.
Oh, I didn't call the 1-877-SAT-GUYS.
Oh, okay, got you.
That's just for the people calling into the show.
Again, right, okay.
877-SAT-GUYS.
All right, then. Well, this is Wally HTS, Dave. So, Dave, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm in Kentucky, and the weather is starting to get warm here. And that excites me because now I can go out and play in my satellite garden, as my wife calls it.
Satellite garden? You're going to see
my
satellite garden. I never thought about calling it satellite garden. You got flowers planted around it?
No. I got cables.
Hey, my wife, she's tried to get me to do that. What if you got to have that out there? Why don't you put like little rocks around it, a ring, and plant flowers and put some mulch in there? I'm like, yeah, but I might try to move it.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea if it's going to be like a C-band dish or something permanent, but KU-band dishes, sometimes I'll move them around. So.
Yeah, I've been doing those on recently on movable mounts, too. I seem to move them around quite a bit myself.
I don't know. I'm not talking about moving them out. I'm talking about I actually dig a hole, concrete it, and then get the salvo out, cut it off at the ground, and dig another hole.
Oh, really?
Not very
often. Oh, jeez.
No, I was joking.
Okay,
with
I was going to say. Yeah, last time I did that,
but
in the
anyway,
postal,
so
it wasn't fun.
But anyway, so what's new in the world today? A satellite.
Well, I was looking around to see if there was some satellite news, and didn't really see any.
You know,
and
it's tough to find satellite news right now.
Yep.
It really is. It's really tough to, I mean, there's nothing compelling out there that just jumps out at you right now, is there?
No, sir. But I'm happy that we came up with the name for the show, Satellite Nation. Hope everybody likes that.
Yeah, and I gave myself a headache for 3 days. I actually got a headache yesterday. Really, just why am I getting this headache? And it's because I figured I was concentrating so hard on trying to come up with the perfect name, and then I just kind of I thought, well, okay, look, Satellite Nation, Dave came up with. I loved it. And then North Georgia, I think this handle on Satellite Guys was the first one to say something about dishing it out. And I was like, hey, I like that. Satellite Nation, where we dish it out.
Yep.
So that's what I went with. So I went through and changed everything on the Satellite Guys and got rid of the free-to-air show thing and all that. And so this is our first official show.
Yes, sir. Second podcast, sure. We got the first podcast from the show last week.
Yeah, we had a show last week. This is our first official Satellite Nation show here on April the 3rd, 2013.
Well, let's talk about some satellite stuff, man.
Well, let's do it.
So, what I keep saying, and what I don't know how much people really want it, but is you know, check it out, these CBS feeds on 89 with 422. Seems like anytime somebody pops up with a new receiver, the first question that's always asked is, does it do, you know, that 422? And there's very few that do. I personally use a PC with a, you know, a TBS card to do it.
Right.
because, you know, it's pretty cheap. But, and I don't really watch it all that much. I'm just curious if some people watch it all the time. I realize the CBS feeds are on it, so maybe you do. I don't know.
You know, Dave, I'm the same way. I've got a card in my computer. That's the only thing I've got right now that I actually do 422. Messed around with it a time or two, and that was probably a year ago. But just be honest with you, I've listened, I've looked, I've, you know, where people, you know, if somebody comes up with, hey, Discovery Channel or something's in the clear, all of a sudden, you know, 422, I'm going to get excited and jump up and go hook it up. But, you know, really, what's out there that people really go, the diehards is the sports fans. There's still a lot of 422 wild sports feeds that'll come up. Other than that, you know, it's, I just want it because I want it. Because if it can do it, I want to have a receiver that can do it. That's the only reason, you know, people want it.
And the thing is, though, is if you don't want to spend any more money and you've got a, you know, like an open box or you got, you know, a Manhattan or a Micro HD, you can record and then, you know, just play back on your computer with VLC. And that will work.
Yeah, it will, but
so
what's your sports fan into the live sports feed?
Yeah. Well, I'm just
you know, with the internet and everything
you,
these days, and your buddies call up, hey, did you catch the whichever blah, blah, blah ball game? And, hey, wait a minute, man. I didn't, oh, man, you didn't ruin it for me because I had to record it and watch it. So,
well,
I mean,
you know, if you're cheap, though,
and
you're like,
from.
Well, I'm going to turn my phone off for 2 hours, then I don't use any minutes, and then I get to watch it, and I don't have to buy any hardware, you know?
But I can see where, you know, where they're coming from, and but it mostly boils down because, hey, it's something that might possibly whatever. And some people I've noticed, they really don't know what it is, but because a couple other guys say, hey, it's there, something you can do, it might be sort of possible. Hey, I want it too. And then if they do get it, I know a guy that's got an AZ box that gets 422, but never really still understand how to really work the thing. I said, why'd you buy, he got the AZ box Elite or Pro or whatever it is and pay like $400 for it. And he gets aggravated at it because he can't work the thing half the time. And I said, why'd you buy that? He said, because it had 422. I said, what is 422? He says, I don't know. I know what 422 is, but I mean, I'm just asking him that just to see what his response was. He goes, I don't really know. But some guy said it was cool, so I should get it. You know. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Apparently, I did something wrong, man, because Cyberham just says he's on Sack Guy's radio and he's hearing music, so.
Uh-oh.
I'm hoping that, I guess we got to do something to link the blog talk radio over to the satellite guys radio network.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Maybe you need
I just wanted to point that out. And then if someone wants to call in, the number is 877-SAC-AS, which is 877-728-4897. And
so
I think earlier when we were talking, what's that?
So are people hearing us or not?
Yeah, just on the Blog Talk radio link, though. Apparently not on the Satellite Guys radio.
Oh.
So apparently we got to do something to link the Blog Talk to the Sackcast radio.
That was a problem we had before at Christmas. Yeah, anybody calling on the regular phone line wouldn't get through.
Oh, hold on, we got a. You're on the air.
Hey guys, Scott, how are you going?
Hey Scott, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. Yeah, you didn't link over to the Satellite Guys radio, so people aren't hearing us there. I posted the link for people to tune in to Blog Talk, so hopefully they'll be coming over soon.
Okay. I wonder.
What'd you do wrong, Dave?
I don't know. Something.
When we did the big Christmas special, we had the same issue. And we thought we had it set up correctly, but people were only hearing half the conversation. So the Christmas party, we had to have people tune into Blog Talk as well. So
that's what I just told Dave, yeah. when he said, "Oh no, it's not." I said, "Yeah, it's same problem at Christmas time."
Yeah, so that's what's happening there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get
also,
it going. So,
also,
how's the weather up there in Connecticut?
It's cold. It's really cold.
What's your temperature up there right now?
36, I believe, last time I looked at it a couple minutes ago. But the wind is blowing like 40 miles an hour, so it feels like it's about 20 degrees.
Right. You know, this year, it's like it's this is the first year in years, and I'm 40 years old, that I'm looking back and this is April, but it feels like March. The wind's blowing. It's warming up now, finally, but the wind's blowing like, you know, it's supposed to, you know, it's like Mother Nature's got behind a month or something.
Yeah, Monday we had 65 was the high, and then the next day the high was 34. Not fun.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guys, are you looking at the control panel right now for Blog Talk?
Yeah.
Dave is.
Yeah.
No. People at home ain't going to really care, but on the middle there, you see a bunch of audio clips. If you click on them,
yeah,
they play like this.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
Copy.
There it goes.
So is that the call-in now?
Yep, that's the call-in now one. But
okay.
You can make your own ones and preload them in there, and it's pretty dang cool. So anyway, the topic is satellite.
That's right. Not weather,
right.
Satellite.
And me and Michael were talking this afternoon, and I want to go on the record for if you guys don't mind, and I know Michael heard most of it today, but...
go ahead, Scott.
A lot of people think that we're, you know, one company wonder of what we like for satellite equipment, but that is definitely not the case. And we're looking for reviews of equipment out there, and you know, any kind of free air equipment, no matter who makes it. We wanna be able to review it and have it on Satellite Guys to learn about it. I was telling Michael earlier that, you know, when the Manhattan first came out, it was a piece of crap. It didn't run a motor, it didn't do switching, it didn't do a lot of things. But they worked on that Manhattan receiver, and soon it became the top-of-the-line receiver at the time. And then Satellite AV came out with their Micro HD, which was a next-generation chip. It had the next-generation chip in it. It was a lot faster, the menus are better, and it quickly became the next-generation better free-to-air receiver. And I'm guessing that pretty soon we'll have a receiver that's better than the Micro HD, and we want people to know about it, mainly, you know.
What's going
to
happen,
They don't have to be sponsors. They don't have to be sponsors of Satellite Guys for us to say we like something. The Manhattan wasn't. We loved the AZ Box when it came out. I loved the Elite. And the AZ Box was never a sponsor of Satellite Guys. And we just want to tell people honestly what we think of satellite equipment.
That's right.
Yep, hey, I agree.
Scott, did you get my PM, last PM earlier?
Yeah, I replied to it.
You probably did. I'm trying to check it now, but I'm using it right in front of the computer when I'm doing these shows. But there'll be something that'll come out, and there'll be something else that's going to have its heyday, and then something else later will have its heyday. That's the way it always goes in, you know, anything electronic.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're fully open. We don't sell anything at Satellite Guys. We don't sell free-to-air receivers.
Right.
We don't sell LNBs. We don't sell cables. We don't sell anything. We are there to educate people about all the different free-to-air stuff on the market. And, you know, if a company's listening out there that makes free-to-air stuff and wants us to review it honestly, send it to us. We'll be happy to do it.
Oh, yeah. We'll do an honest review and a full review. I don't care who it is or what it is or what they make. I'll sit down and take it. I'll hook it to C-band, KE-band, whatever, and try everything. Or Dave, either one of us. Scott's even got, you know, whatever. If he's got time to do it, we'll sit down and we'll do a full, complete review.
But then there's another sticky subject, and maybe we can get some callers on this at 877-SAT-GUYS. What do you think about feeds being posted in public? I mean, we've had some brouhahas in the past with, you know, places like Rick's. Posting feeds which get picked up by Google and then get seen by people who aren't supposed to see them, and then makes a way up the ladder and things get scrambled. And you know, what's your feeling on that? As many of you know at Satellite Guys, we've got a hidden area called What's Up There, and where people can post the feeds. But should feeds be posted in public? Are we doing the right thing by hiding them, or are we doing the right thing by hiding them?
Very good question, Scott. I've been thinking about asking the same question.
I'd like to know what other people think about it, because I know the old timers, especially the old timers, say protect the feeds.
Right.
And you know, I'm trying to figure out on Satellite Guys if we keep doing What's Up There area as we keep doing it now, or if we change it a little bit where people, it's hidden from the bots and everything. You have to be logged in and everything, but then you have to opt in and join additionally on top of that, another thing, but going forward not having to be approved. So if you want to do the feed, you just join and you'll see them. Again, it's totally hidden from the bots because you need to be logged in and you need to be opted in to see the forums. But you know, tossing some ideas around just to get people more involved in free to air, because springtime's here and a lot of people want to learn about free to air, especially in the springtime. It's a big season for free to air.
Oh yeah. And I
personally think that's a great idea, to make it just like that, where you don't have to get approved or anything, where you can join right in.
Right, right.
I like that idea.
That's my feelings too. I'm just gonna be honest. That's my feelings too. Now, as long as it's, you know, where, you know, Googlebot can't grab it right at first, anyway. But as long as you have to opt in, it's like the PID or whatever on Satellite Guys. You have to opt
right
in to see it.
So it's double protected.
Right.
Because one of the things we've been doing, and, you know, it hasn't made too much sense to me, and I don't know if Iceberg's listening wants to call in, but we've been doing it so that you have to apply, and then we have to approve you. Iceberg was doing the approvals, but he has to approve you to get in there. Now, one of the problems I've always had with that is we don't know who people are. John Smith on Satellite Guys and you're Buffalo Bob on a different site, we don't know that each account is you.
Right.
So if you're taking a feed that's posted at Satellite Guys and then posting at another site under a different username, how we gonna know? I mean,
unless you really, you know. And most of us, you know, we're staff, you know, we're not paid staff. Any of our jobs are enough 8 hours to get paid a bunch of money. You can sit down and research IPs and all that stuff, but still, like, it's still, you know, that's not, you know, truly going to tell you anything. But sometimes you
right
can.
I mean, sometimes you'll have someone with the same name take something and posting at a different place, but that's very far and few between.
Right.
And I think it's been a lot of work for Iceberg to go in there and have to approve people.
Oh, yeah. And I always wonder how he did that. How does he make the decision? You know, if I come in and say, "Hey, I want to be, you know, a member of that."
Personally, I think it was more of a guess, and it was taking a look at how many times the person posted and the quality of their post.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really guarantee you anything.
No.
And the other thing is, you know, what's the you know, a good member who has access giving his username and password to somebody else out there so they can see that stuff.
That's exactly right.
So that's where we're at on that. So if anybody has any comments on that, give us a call, 877-SAT-GUYS. I don't have the number broken down in front of me, but 877-SAT-GUYS is the number, toll free. Give us a call. And, you know, the first person who calls in and gives us their opinion on that, we're going to give them a free pub membership tonight as well. So give us a call now.
A free pub membership? Or just
a free
calling
pub
in?
Membership. Scott said it before I did.
I said it.
Oh, man. Hold on, I got the number. Let's try it.
Scott's paying for the first one.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
And there we go. So let's get some free to air calls.
Dave, say something.
I think Dave passed out.
I think we've kind of taken over.
No,
y'all did. Y'all did.
Dave's trying to dial the phone so he can be the first caller.
Oh, yeah.
No callers yet here.
For the first time,
this is their first official real show.
Yeah, we had one last week.
Yeah, that was kind of like a test show, but today
right.
We're on a different platform. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and a lot more control here, what you can do. It's kind of fun, neat setup.
It's really cool.
Maybe in the future we can also open up the Satellite Guys chat room so we can be in the chat room at the same time as well.
I was going to do that this time around, and I forgot all about it again. But, let's wait till we get a few more shows under our belt, Because I was like, hey, let's get in the chat room at the same time. Because there's some people that's going to listen. I do the same thing, with WION in the mornings. On Wednesday mornings, it's the only morning I really get, when my wife goes to work and I'm home, off on Wednesdays, I'm home in the mornings. I get up early and the kids are still asleep. And I listen to WION every Wednesday morning. And he says it's because of Penny, but it's not because of Penny. It's just because, it's the only morning I get to listen to it. And I'm like, hey, So
Wednesday and Friday morning shows are the best on there.
Yeah, and it turns out it's good because Wednesday shows is a really good show.
Yeah,
Fridays
are
good. I call Friday shows.
Friday is good, but I listen all day long at work because the music is so weird. I mean, not weird in a bad way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You never know what you're going to hear next.
Right, and I love it.
Speaking of that, are we going up there in July? Isn't there a deal in July?
Yeah, we're going to have a Satellite Guys get together in Ionia, Michigan, and it's going to be, I'm going to be up there July 11th through 14th, but the big event is on Saturday night, the 13th, and we're going to be having a Satellite Guys get together, and it's also two very special birthdays that night as well.
One.
Yeah, Iceberg's one of them, and
your wife.
Prize Goddess is the other one.
Yeah, Prize Goddess.
I was kind of amazed when she said that I can go up there on her birthday. And do this.
Is Iceberg going to be up there?
He said he's going to try making it. He said that a couple weeks ago, so hopefully he does.
I like
it.
It'd be great to meet him.
I've never met
Iceberg. I've never met him either. I've talked to him on the phone many times, but I've never met him, and I want to meet him. And I've been trying to get him to write a book on how to free to air. Never wanted to do it. He just likes helping people. He doesn't want to make money doing it. I said, hey, you should write a book about free to air.
I've thought about it for the last 2 years, sitting down and writing a book on free to air.
Yeah, you write a book, and I said, I'll have it published for you, and you can collect 100% of the royalties on it.
I didn't know how good it would do. I've thought about it several times, writing a book on free to air, but I didn't know how good it would do.
And every time I go to a place like the Consumer Electronics Show or one of these satellite shows, people come up to me and say, hey, Scott, and I'm all happy because they want to see me, and the first thing they ask me is, where's Iceberg?
Where's Iceberg?
Yeah.
How many is not here?
Where's Iceberg?
He's not here. A lot of hosts, doesn't he?
Yeah, and everybody's like, well, does he really look like what he looks like in his picture? And I say, I have no clue. I've never seen him.
Right. I doubt it.
I think if he does come up, we're going to have to put him in like a cloak, like a ninja uniform. With
I've got Tony or Iceberg. I've got him imagined as a short guy with a lot of curly hair and glasses. And that's why.
He says he looks pretty close to his picture. So
I know that's what he says, but.
But is he or isn't he? That I don't know. But
right, that's the mystery.
Mr. Mystery. He's been great. A lot of people don't know that he moved, so he's kind of out of free to air right now. He's living in an apartment. But I've given him free reign of my C-band and KU band dish via Sling Box, and he's welcome to use them anytime.
Now, is that running 24/7 on that?
I got to find somebody here in Connecticut to come by and work on my dish because it's still not right. It's off by a hair.
I thought you got that arc set.
I got the arc set, and it's tracking the arc perfectly, but the arms on this dish are kind of like aluminum, and if the wind blows too hard, they bend.
It's got you like everybody else, and you go and find you a real C-band dish. You know, back in the day, C-band dish and transplant
uh-huh.
too.
Yeah. This was not the highest quality, but it was the only one I could find new when I wanted to buy new.
Right. It works good enough for most of it.
Yeah, but a lot of S2 up there I want to catch, and I can't catch it.
What do you have, an 8-footer or what?
Yeah, it's an 8-footer. And, you know, if I get to the LMB and I go up there and punch it around a little bit, I can get it in, but it works for a day. And then the next day I go and everything's off by a couple clicks, so I got to reset all the satellites. So I like to get it right and get it right. Plus, my pole is too high.
Yeah, my pole, I've seen the pictures. Oh, wow.
My pole's 11 feet in the air.
Scott must be a really tall guy.
And then it's on the side of a hill. And then, so to get up there, I got to climb up on a ladder. And when I'm up on a ladder, it's like I'm hanging 40 feet off the ground because I'm looking straight down off the hill.
Well, let me ask you this. What made you decide to put on 11-foot pole?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really want to put it that high, but I couldn't dig the ground anymore.
I hear you there. Did you do it with a post hole digger?
No, I did post hole digger, but we used to, where the dish is now, we used to have these two big, and they were like 75-foot tall pine trees there. So they get down so far, and then you're hitting all the roots from where the pine tree used to be.
Oh, jeez.
He's never had a breaking bar.
Nope. I do have a Polish last name, and it fits in this situation.
Somebody
the Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
I guess nobody wants that free pub membership because nobody called yet.
Nobody is. Hey, you're listening to Satellite Nation with your hosts, Michael, KE4EST, and Dave, Wally HTS. And we've got Scott on the line tonight.
Yeah, just a
going
special guest.
Scott.
Don't expect me to call him every week. Don't expect me to call every week because it's not going to happen. But I want
to. That's why I got to talk to Eurosport this morning, Steve, and you know, kind of last week. I'm not going to be able to be in tonight at all. I'm not even going to be home. I'm going to be, you know, out of pocket. I said, that's okay. He said, well, okay, I just want to let you know I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, the Satellite Guys radio can be interesting, and we hope we get more DJs. So if you're listening and you want to be a DJ or want to do a show on Satellite Guys radio, let Eurosport know in the Satellite Guys radio area, and he can help you get started. Something fun, and you can broadcast to the world.
Hey, somebody call in.
Yep.
We need a caller. Guys, we're just talking around here in our roundtable. We need a caller. Somebody needs to call in. At 877-SAT-GUYS. If you're a pub member,
yep.
No, you don't want a pub membership, I will find something I will give you for free. You just tell me whatever.
So, Scott,
your
do
free
you ever
air,
watch
I've
the,
got plenty of free to air stuff, you know.
You ever watch the 422 feeds on 89?
Not too much. The last time I watched the 422 feeds was the WWE Raw stuff that was up there.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
And since they've been scrambling it, there's been no real reason to watch it lately. So I got an AZ Box Elite, so I can come out of, unhook the micro HD and plug the AZ Box Elite in and watch 422 that way.
You need to split those two boxes off of a splitter.
Yeah, I could, but the amount of time I use it, it's not even worth degrading the signal by putting a splitter in the middle.
Yeah. It will. It's not as much as a loop through, but you're like me. I just switch back and forth. And some people whine about it, and I don't want to do it. And it takes 5 minutes, you know.
Just that.
Oh, yeah. I'm just giving you extra time.
Well,
you know that.
Let me see here. Got my.
Are you talking to yourself, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, I do that quite a lot, actually, here. I'm reading my list here.
Well, take your meds and, you know, we'll give
I
you
did 10. Already.
You know, Glory Star has got a new receiver out.
Yes, they do.
Just come out with it.
I saw the posting of it the other day. It's for Glory Star right now, but it's going to be released for the hobbyists in a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, about 6 to 8 weeks. It's going to come out, and, you know, it's a pretty update receiver. It's really way beyond what, you know, Glory Star needs. But that's what
they're... It's a DVR.
Yeah, it's got DVR. It's got Wi-Fi. It does everything, you know, all the way up to 32 PSK. Guaranteed. I need to go find my notes, but it's...
I'm going to be interested to see what the SD feeds off Galaxy 19 look like on the HDMI, stretched or not stretched. Be interested to see.
That's going to be...
Well, it'll be... It'll be really skinny or really fat. One of the two.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the same as looking at on a micro HD. But, you know, it is using different...
Now, that's a totally different chipset, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
It is different chipset, so...
Yes, it is, yeah. Different chipset, different manufacturer.
But it's a whole different world in receiver, and right now it's not really... Like, say you go buy one right now and want to use it for free-to-air, you're going to be maybe a little disappointed because they don't have the motor control set up and... all the local offsetter setups, you know, for all the different things on C-band and everything. Right now, they've got it geared toward, and they pushed it out for Glory Star. And it's also got automatic, it's going to have automatic, well, it does now, if you're on 97 West Glory Star. It's got automatic timestamp. It don't have a timestamp beyond it, like, you know, a chip, but it automatically grabs it off of the feed. Say, you know, the power goes off, you unplug it, plug it back in, it immediately goes and grabs the time from a certain transponder and resets the time so the time's right every time, all the time. That's pretty cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're doing DVR recordings.
Right. And, you know, like Scott said, the DVR. That's pretty cool.
Speaking of no motor control, it's going to be interesting to see what this new DMSI, I think it's the SG6100, is like.
Yeah.
That's our new Mighty motor.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I want one to test out so I can give a report on it.
Yeah, my motor is kind of going, can you move it? So it's time for me to get a new motor.
Which one you got, Scott? Do you remember the number on it?
I've got a Stab
yeah,
motor.
That's what I got.
Yeah. But it's been 5-6 years out there in the elements.
Yeah, I just got a Stab a couple weeks ago, and it blew my mind because I had one of the off-brand ones or whatever and stuff. And now, I don't recommend this for anybody else, you know, but I've been a free-to-air in this hobby for years. But I went out there and about, not counting time, I put the motor together and put it on the pole, but put the dish on it. But in about 10 minutes, of course, I got a meter, you know, SuperSat buddy and all that stuff. And, but in about 10 minutes, I had it tracking the arc, and I go in the house, and I hook it up to the receiver, you know, hook the cux to it, go in the house, and bam, it's going from 30 west all the way to 127 west and stop it on everything like I want it to, scan in just perfect. Whereas the other ones, I'm always filling with a stupid thing, or it's making a noise like yours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you may want to call in. We need some callers here.
Yeah,
you may push
my
the button.
And we need someone from Connecticut to come work on my dish.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
Call in.
Yeah, break that button off the console.
If you're already a pub member, I want to tell you this. If you're already a pub member, we'll extend your membership by a year. So if you're already a pub member, like, well, I don't want to call in. We'll call in anyway. We want to hear your comments about the show, about satellites, about anything.
Let's see. I'm just checking the site now, see if anybody's saying something, and nobody's saying anything.
How many listeners we got right now? You guys with the computers in front of you.
I
don't know if it's number of listeners.
We have two callers. I know that. Me
two callers.
It doesn't show you the listeners until after your show is done.
Okay, I gotcha.
We got callers then, Dave?
Oh, no, I was saying me and Scott are callers. That's... I'd be
guessing I'm the host.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had that problem, Scott. We both tried to call it on the host line, and apparently only one host, so...
Yeah, I sent you that yesterday, and even the PM told you that.
Yeah. Oh, did it? Oh, I must have missed that part.
And I beat him to the punch on it, which he was supposed to, but I think he had to go take care of other duties or something.
Right. By the way, if you go to the Blog Talk Radio address that I posted, you'll see a number saying call in the host, the 347 number.
Right.
To the right of that, you'll see an S there. That's Skype. If you have Skype, you can click right on that, and it will dial you right in through your computer. You can talk to us as well.
I've got a microphone. I used to have a microphone. This is kind of maybe embarrassing. I don't know. I've got plenty of microphones for all my radio equipment because I'm ham radio and ham radio. But I've done this for years, 20-some years on amateur radio. So it's nothing to me getting to talk. It's kind of weird to me be talking on a phone, though, instead of, you know, having a microphone in front of me and a control panel there. But I've got a pretty updated computer. It's got 16 gigs of RAM. It's 3.4 gigahertz processor, whatever, you know, 8 processor thingies in it and all this stuff. But I don't have a microphone for the computer. I had one before.
Another thing you can do, and the host can do, is when the host dials in to the console, you'll see it. It will say Skype to the host. So actually, call out to the host via Skype. So that way, you get a cleaner sounding broadcast that all will hum too.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to do that, but I was afraid of myself. Because then you can run a good quality microphone through.
Right, right. And then another tip for you is try dialing into the console about 5 minutes beforehand, so that way you're all set and ready to go.
Yeah, I noticed that. Since I was first dialing in, it gave me everything and told me everything, and I put the pen in, and it gives me, you got 3 minutes until whatever, and then 2 minutes, and then you've got 29 seconds, and you got 5 seconds, and you're on the air.
Yep, and then... You're not actually on the air when you're on the air. When it tells you you're on the air, you got to wait for it to say Blog Talk Radio, and then you're on the air.
Right.
It's
hard to say, hey, this is my blog. Oh, yeah, Blog Talk Radio. Okay, now I'm live. So, Dave, what was you on your agenda tonight?
Let's see.
It was something about a 470 or something you was wanting to talk about, so let's hear about it.
Let's see. Yeah, I was going to talk about the DSR 470. Let's see. So that is basically one of the older receivers that will work on the SRL HITS platform. And I know some people might want to check out what's left there. There's not really all that much stuff left, and it's kind of expensive, to be honest with you. But there is still some there, and it's C-band, so it's cool to check out. And you can get one of these DSR 470s, and that will work in place of, you know, a 410, 920, 922, 905. And,
so is that subscription only?
What's that?
Is that subscription only?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can get the music, too. And then you can take the music out.
Well, that's what I'm asking for. If I had one of those, do I have to call and get a subscription, or can I hear or see or anything with that? That's...
You can only get music without a subscription.
Okay.
And, you know, and for those of you who don't know, you can hear those same music channels on C-band for free.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. On several different satellites.
I know that, Scott. I'm just trying to, you know.
Well, no, I know some people who bought. I know some people who bought DSR 420 just listening to the DMX feed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can get that. Why would they, you know, especially with the prices of them now? When you can, yeah, you don't want to spend that to see those, or, I mean, hear those.
Yeah, it's crazy the prices of those right now. Yep.
Wow.
But,
somebody needs to call in. Push the button again.
You gotta break that button off.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
Free pub membership if you call tonight?
Free pub membership for a year. And if you're already a pub member, we'll add another year to it.
Oh, you know what we didn't tell them? What they get with the pub membership that's new?
What's that?
Why'd you tell them, Scott? That just came back.
No, don't give me in trouble now.
Oh, sorry.
Dave, now.
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
The political pit is back on Satellite Guys.
And why did you bring it back after all this time?
You know, it was mixed emotions on it. When we started Satellite Guys, we had politics. We had politics for years and years and years. And then I went away on vacation and came back, and the whole world blew up. So politics went away. And then a couple years ago for the election, we had the pit come back for just the election. It did okay, but there were still some issues with it. And then now, you know, people have been requesting it. I figured out a way to bring it back without, corrupting the rest of the board, the rest of the site. It's in its own little walled garden now. People are fighting there, and it ain't going to get out on the rest of the site.
Yeah, I'm not.
What stays in the pit, stays in the pit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
You don't want to see the pit, you don't see the pit.
I myself, I'm not really a big, you know, political person who, you know, I mean, I've got my beliefs or ideals or whatever, but I don't feel like I need to get in there and yak for hours about it and butt heads with somebody. But the same thing is, I don't, if someone wants to talk about it, I don't care. I don't talk about it, you know, religion or whatever, you know.
Yeah, not entirely my thing either, but honestly, it's been the most widely requested thing. And, you know, it's kind of slow in the satellite world right now. There's stuff to talk about. You know, people want to come to Satellite Guys and talk, so why not let the people who want to talk politics in their own little private forum?
That's right. If that's what the members want, let them have it.
Yep.
You know, as long as it's not illegal or something, you know, whatever, but let's talk about, you know, something really, you know, taboo or illegal, you know, but that's, you know, what they want to do, then.
Yes, they've been requesting it. We got the resources. Why not?
Right, exactly. And as long as it don't, you know, deteriorate the rest of the site or anything like that, then hey.
Nope, the rest of the site, the same rules remain in effect as they were before. No political talk.
I have not seen any changes to the rest of the site.
Since, and that's a good thing.
Yep, since it went live, you know, 3 days, is everything's been fine. And so. Did you get the email I sent you, Scott, with the first podcast?
Yep, that's been posted.
You got posted. Okay, I'm not being, like I said, I'm not in front of the computer. I'm in another room usually on the phone, and so I'm one reason being because...
No, that's pretty cool.
One reason being because of the kids and stuff. If it wasn't for the kids, I'd be right in front of the computer right now, but it just kind of, I get in the other room, it kind of don't get them woke up.
They kick you off
them going.
They kick you off the computer?
No. They're not that old yet. But, you know, they're still young enough. I get the yak in and get my radio voice going, you know, or try to, and then I get them woke back up, and then they're, daddy this and daddy that. So if I get off to myself, shut the door, then it kind of, you know, hushes that off a little bit. I might have to bring a laptop out in this room the next time, or the iPad or something. Can I listen
now,
to Satellite Guys Radio on the iPad?
Yeah.
I guess you can from iTunes. Well, no, wait a minute. Yeah, can you listen to it live on iTunes?
You can listen to it live right through radio.satelliteguys.us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Looks fine on iPad.
Yeah, it opens it right up in a QuickTime, I believe. Like,
yeah,
it opens
just,
it up
just
like
never
on the
tried
iPhone.
It.
Right?
I mean, I'm just asking. I'm just not. I'm kind of using the iPad.
Though,
I've had an iPad about 4 or 5 months now, and I've always been Android, and I still prefer Android, to be honest with you, but the wife wanted, you know, the iPad, and so we got an iPad 3 or 3rd generation, whatever you call it. And, That's not bad. I went through and set it up for her and figured it all out, got it all set up. She's happy with it. So keep her happy.
Hey, Scott, have you ever tried the Sling Player app for the Android?
Yeah.
Does it work okay?
Yeah, it works fine. At my office, I got a Kindle Fire that I use, and I got a Sling Box in England. And I got a Sky satellite subscription out there in England so I can watch live British television.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've actually signed into that before, Dave. Scott sent me a thing one time to sign in. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was for the Olympics, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Olympics was great, the way they did them in England. They offered them in every channel with high definition, and the high definition looks fantastic over the Sling.
Now, Scott, you got the Kindle Fire HD or the original Kindle Fire?
The original Kindle Fire.
Yeah, I had one, and I kept it. I had both, and I finally sold it, so now I've just got the HD. And, yeah, it is a lot faster. I noticed a lot of things on it that's quicker, but for the most part, it's okay. It takes another half a second to get something. Once you're going to watch something, whatever, it's probably not going to be much different. Unless you're watching some HD or whatever the screen is, if you really care about it, it does have, you know, a better resolution on the screen, but other than that, it's most of the stuff you're going to watch, you know, over the internet anyway is not going to be true full, you know, 1080p anyway, so.
No, but the Olympics, when I watched them from England, they looked really dang good. Incredible how good it looked. And when England did the Olympics, you could watch them without commentators, hit the button again, get commentators, hit the button again and get descriptive commentators. It was kind of neat how they had it set up.
But I know, my wife watched a bunch of that on free-to-air, and I can't remember now. I know it was three or four different satellites I had to go through, but I was constantly scanning and looking. And that's another thing, you know, getting back to what was said, you know, at the first of the show, there was not a lot of feeds posted in Satellite Guys, what's up there, whatever. So, I mean, I have to say it, but I was going to Rick's. And bam, 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 people's posting them. And so I'm like, hey, you saved me a lot of time. And so and I was watching all these things in free-to-air. And I didn't really get touching back on that. I didn't get to really, you know, we saw like this, that, and the other earlier. I didn't get to really say what I want to say about it. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what the big wigs or whatever, what they say or what they look at. But in my personal opinion, over the years of free-to-air, yeah, you'll see stuff come and go. And I'm not an old-timer like, you know, an 80-year-old man, but I've been doing free... I mean, I don't know what you consider an old-timer as far as free-to-air. I've been doing it since 95, 96, something like that. So going on 20 years, and at first I was that way. I was like, yeah, let's hide this stuff, you know. But now I've noticed stuff. Yeah, Rick will post on Rick's side or some of these other sites, and it still stays there. And you know, a couple things here and there will go away, but I don't know if it's really because it got posted on the internet and Google grabbed it up and somebody freaked out about it, because I don't really think personally they care when there's...
Oh, they do.
They do, but...
I've talked to some of the programmers after things have gotten scrambled. I live right down the road from ESPN, so I talk to ESPN all the time, especially when some of the things at ESPN got scrambled.
ESPN, yeah. I think it depends on who's running it and who knows what about it. Really.
Right. And, you know, the name Rick always comes up, unfortunately. I don't even think it's always Rick's. I think actually Rick runs a good website and a lot of great information.
I've talked to Rick before. Rick's, I've never met him in person. I've talked to him. He's a real nice guy, and I've never had any problems with Rick.
The big problem that I've seen with the big feeds disappearing that everybody was upset about is one idiot going to a site. Let's take NASCAR, for example. Someone was going to the NASCAR site and saying, Fox sucks. They run too many ads. I'm watching without ads on my free air dish.
Right.
And then Fox would delete the message, and it was like, the idiot would go back and write, you know, I'm an American, I'm speaking my voice, I have the right to speak my voice, stop deleting my messages. I enjoy watching commercial-free free air.
Right.
And the idiot just kept on doing it over and over and over again. Guess what? Next week, those feeds were scrambled.
Yeah.
We're open for years and years and years.
So, yeah, it happens. But I don't think it happens as much as anymore, you know, like it used to.
Yeah, and the problem was the person was also putting a link to bricks each time.
Yeah. and that would give him a bad name.
Right. You know, I don't have a problem with Rick. I just wish, you know, just for safety's sake, that he would require a login so that way he
yeah.
can see.
Right, because you don't have to log in.
No, you don't have to log in.
You don't have to register to see it. And that's all you have to do is require registration and, you know, but... And that's, you know, like I said, that's my opinion.
Yep. Same here.
I don't think you have to log in because the bots pick it up.
No. No, I don't have to log in.
Right,
I've got the band there, so I can't log in anyway.
Oh.
Google's fast.
Oh, Google's really fast. If I post something on Satellite Guys, it shows up on Google within like 2 or 3 minutes.
Or faster.
Yeah.
I've seen it show up in 30 seconds, just playing around just to see, and I was like, wow. It just depends on what, you know, because they got servers scattered around, which, you know, spider grabs it and what the timing is when they're pulling the trigger to grab stuff. But it, sometimes, you know, yeah, within 30 seconds, 3 minutes, you know, it's pretty fast.
Yeah, I set up Google Alerts. So sometimes I post something on the homepage and... A couple seconds later, I got an email from Google Alerts telling me that, you know, the words I wanted were just posted.
Right.
Like, wow.
Yeah, it's only going to get faster.
Well, we're giving away a free pub membership to someone calls in tonight. Let me play the number.
I don't think nobody wants it.
Nope.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
And don't forget, after our show here, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be the host, but after the show here, if you want to continue listening to Satellite stuff, Mike Cole and Ralph Black are going to be on what used to be Access America, but now if you go to sattalk.us, you can listen to their satellite radio show as well.
Yeah. It's not on satellite anymore.
No. It used to be on satellite, but not enough money to pay the bills, I guess.
Right. It's not cheap to run off satellite.
Nope.
Yeah, I think he was saying it costs about $1,200 a month for 128K streams. That's definitely not cheap.
No.
It'd be fun to do if I had the time to devote to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep.
If we could get Satellite Guys radio running 24 hours a day with distant programming, I'd actually consider doing it.
Oh, yeah. Not tooting our own horns, but, yeah, we had something like this. I mean, not just me, but you know, other people coming here and DJs. And yeah, it would be... I'd listen to it a lot. As much as I could, I'd have it playing in the background while I was on Satellite Guys. Then I wouldn't get nothing done. I got to hear what they got to say about their opinion about stuff or whatever. That's why we want people to call in. You know, I don't know. We'll get it going. You get some more on our bell. We'll get some people calling in, get more word out more. We'll get some callers in, and nobody's going to get shot or nobody's going to get jumped on. You know,
you don't have to call in and say who your username is if you don't want to say your username.
Right, you don't have to say username and call and say, I hate this show, it's the stupidest show ever. I'm like, okay, hey, man. Or you can call in and say, hey, man, whatever, you know. It's...
Just keep it clean, that's all we have.
Yeah, keep it clean.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
Dave likes that button.
Yeah, sorry, I had to hit it one more time.
You must like Britney Spears, too, then.
Well, because you get to hear it through the phone, which is cool. You know, it's not like it plays just on the screen. You can hear it.
Dave is just fascinated with technology. Wow.
And it's really not bad of a delay when you hit play. It's like right away, too. Sorry.
Yeah. Now you got 40 seconds on the stream, but, I mean, you hit that button, and we hear it right away. We do. Or almost right away.
Let's see here. Well, looks like Korea's going to declare war on the U.S. Yay. Okay.
They what?
North Korea wants to declare war on the U.S. again.
Ow.
All right.
Anything? I saw some. Didn't we just launch some ships over towards there, or like a missile defense system or something? I saw today.
Yep. And now they're saying the moment of explosion is approaching fast.
God, is there anything exciting going on in Dish Network or DirecTV world right now?
For people on the hopper, they got a new software update today, which fixed a bunch of bugs and made it a lot more stable. Not that it wasn't unstable before, but it's actually a little more enjoyable now and added some more speed back to the unit. And the hopper is probably the best DVR I've ever owned.
I agree. I love my hopper. It is just awesome.
See, I'm behind you guys. I got 722 still, so.
The 722 was the best DVR until the hopper came along.
Yeah, and I keep thinking about, you know, upgrading, but, that's what I needed. But, hey, they come up to upgrade for 722, but I don't know what it does. Manga,
I noticed that they actually officially released that the 922 is gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the other day.
Yeah.
That was an accident anyway.
No reason to make a receiver that actually costs more than the hopper to make.
Yeah, it was an accident waiting to happen anyway.
Yep, and the 922 was the stepping stone to the hopper because all the software was based off the 922.
Right.
But, speaking of DBS, has anybody seen this new DirecTV ad that says no more wires? Is that misleading to anybody else? Because what about the power wire?
What about the wires going from the dish?
Yeah, it's like...
Well, they say no more wires.
Right. I got these stickers on the home theater cruise we did back in November.
Yeah.
They're wireless stickers from the wireless internet, the wireless audio group, WISA is what their abbreviation is. And the speakers are really good, but they claim it's wireless. The big problem is you need to plug each speaker into power.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my house was built in 1932, meaning that each room, if you're lucky, has two outlets in it.
If you're lucky.
So
my dad's house was built about the same time, and they got one in each room, if you're lucky, that was added later on.
So for the front speakers alone, you need four outlets.
Yeah.
Left, right, center, and the subwoofer.
Right. So you got cords running everywhere.
Yeah, so now instead of having the little tiny speaker wire running everywhere, I got these big freaking orange extension cords running everywhere.
Exactly. Hey, Christmas time, Scott, go get the green ones. You know, they sell the green ones at Christmas time at, you know, a lot of these box stores. If that matches your carpet better.
Yeah, no carpet, hardwood down there.
Oh, well, I guess we get some spray paint out then. Spray paint on, baby.
Hey, we got less than 2 minutes to go on today's inaugural broadcast.
I don't know. We ran out of time. You know, last week now this week is like, we need to do another hour, but.
Well, the nice part about it is.
Go ahead, Scott.
The nice part about it is, if nothing's scheduled after you guys, then normally you can go longer if you wanted. Just schedule the Blog Talk Radio longer.
Yeah.
So let's say you want to do an hour show. If you're planning on doing an hour show, schedule yourself an hour and a half. So that way you can run over 5-10 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, you can do 15-minute intervals, right?
Yeah.
30-minute intervals.
Yeah, I think it's 15.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's 15 too, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a premium account, so you can broadcast up to 3 hours per day, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a premium account to broadcast during prime time, too, it looks like.
Yep.
Okay, hey, well, anybody listening, I appreciate you listening.
Thanks to everybody called in tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Satellite Nation. And, hey, Who's recording
that? The guys will figure out how to get the audio from Blog Talk Radio onto Satellite Guys Radio.
Yeah, we got to do that. Who's doing that?
That solved by next week. Well,
no,
everybody have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, let's wrap it up.
This is Michael, KE4EST, with Dave, Wally HTS, and we have Scott tonight
yep,
with us.
Yep, Scott.
That's yourself, Scott.
Thank
you. All right, guys. It's me. See ya.
Bye-bye, Scott.
Have a good one, man.